But if you argue, female servants do these things, I don't absolve you of my accusation. Such things should never have been permitted even to them. For all these problems originate from the fact that we think so little of our household. It's enough insult to say, he is a slave, or they are maids. Yet every day we hear, in Christ Jesus there's neither slave nor free. Plus, even if it were a horse or a donkey, you wouldn't ignore it, and would go to great lengths to avoid it being of an inferior kind. So how can you neglect your servants who have souls just like yours? And not just servants, but also sons and daughters. What should be the consequence? It's unavoidable that grief must surely set in when all these individuals are heading towards demise. And often, substantial losses occur, precious golden ornaments lost in the chaos of the crowd.